It's Friday, October 22nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The government bureaucracy changes abound as a holiday treat is impacted, and the deluge of features as tech figures out dispersed work. This is the business of tech. Nearly two out of three companies recently surveyed admit to being ransomware attack victims in the last 12 months. That from Thycotic Centrify's new report, which adds that more than four out of five respondents who were ransomware attack victims felt they had no choice but to pay ransom demands to restore their data. 83% of victims paid. The top phishing scam is tech support, topping Norton Lab's October Consumer Cyber Safety Pulse report. There's also a new fingerprint capturing and browser spoofing attack called Gummy Browsers. It's easy to carry out and severe, too. Using the digital fingerprint of a user via an attack-controlled website, the threat actors can then spoof the user to take over accounts or conduct ad fraud. Details in the link to Bleeping Computer. Kaseya's CEO spoke at their Connect IT event this week, stating, quote, "Kaseya didn't pay a dime of ransom. That's a fact." He declined to specify how the encryption key was acquired. Amidst all this, I didn't want to miss Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai's call for federal privacy standards similar to GDPR in Europe. He called for a Geneva Convention equivalent for the cyber world and called for more government investment in regulation. The Commerce Department did set up a new set of rules to block hacking tools being sold to Russia or China. Taking effect in about 90 days, it bars the sale of hacking software and equipment without a license from the Bureau of Industry and Security. DHS is changing the way they hire cybersecurity professionals, with salaries beyond that of the Vice President of the United States, to make salaries competitive, all the way up to $32,100. The Cyber Talent Management System dispenses with the traditional federal job application system and brings a new one designed to attract more talent. Because the message from the Justice Department, quote, "We cannot do this alone," said Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco. "The bottom line is this. I believe it is bad for companies, it is bad for America, and it hurts our efforts to uphold the value that we try to demonstrate as a country if companies are attacked and don't partner with law enforcement." And tragedy just before Halloween. Ferrara Candy, who makes Brock's candy corn, was hit by a ransomware attack that disrupted production. The company does not believe this will impact orders for Halloween. So you know, the company makes other things too, including Girl Scout cookies. Now, why do we care? Not the candy corn. I love that stuff. Maybe if the Girl Scout cookies are hit by ransomware, we'll see a difference. For those outside of federal government circles, it's a big deal to have a payment system other than the traditional federal employment one. That's an established decades-old hierarchy, and it shows the value this skill set is demanding, and is also now a new competitive hiring factor. A government job of that size, without the standard hiring bureaucracy, has appeal. We're certainly seeing new regulations, those Commerce Department's one here, as well as clear calls from the government on proper behavior that will be used by courts to determine industry best practices too. Slowly but surely, change is happening. A potpourri of small features, I think, are a trend. Teams is adding Viva Connections, which is an employee engagement app for news, conversations, and resources via Teams. They're also adding Praise, a way to send feedback to colleagues via Teams and Viva. They're also adding Teams View Switcher, which allows users to quickly change the view within meetings. Google is adding dedicated focus time entries to Google Calendar, which can be set to automatically decline meetings. Not everyone gets it. A selection of business, enterprise, and education plans do. Now, why do we care? I covered yesterday impact on work, as well as the opportunity to address the complexity for small companies. I highlighted this collection of features that live in that work layer, how organizations use tools to work in new ways. I'm not sure all of these are hits. Praise seems like one that will backfire pretty badly. That critical eye and understanding of human behavior are leverageable skills as a consultant, and where the real value is. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. I'm off on my first business trip since 2020 as I head to the Acronis Cyber Summit on this weekend. And I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.